This is the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Going to Houston right now. Margaret Gray is on the line with us from Houston, Texas, to talk with us about the Andrea Yates. And I know that you are kind of in the middle of a press room, so if you're having difficulty hearing me, Margaret, let me know.
I'm hearing you fine right now, Phil, but I am in the middle of a group of reporters who are trying to make deadlines.
All right. Testimony in the trial of the Texas mother accused of drowning her children temporarily came to a halt today as defense and prosecuting attorneys argued the merits of presenting into evidence the clothes the children were wearing when they died, right?
Well, there's an awful lot, Phil. That's just the tip of the iceberg. There is so much going on here. I have been trying all day, and a very, very good part of last night, I've been talking to Wayne Grady, who's a very good friend of mine. He's got some contacts at the coroner's office here in Houston. I want to see those autopsy photos of those children, because I'll tell you right now, that is going to tell the story of whether or not Andrea Yates gets a fair trial. You know she didn't do this. I know she didn't do this.
Wait. Didn't do what? Didn't kill her kids?
Phil, I'm going to tell you something, and I know this is going to come as a big shock. I think she's innocent. I don't think she had a thing to do with this.
Wait a minute. She called up the, and it's hard hearing you.
I'm going to try to get to a quieter area. How's that?
That's a little bit better. She admitted to having done it.
Phil, something that you don't know and something that very few people know, the women out there know will recognize this. No mother could possibly kill her children. And I don't care how angry you are at them. I don't care how incensed you may be. You could never do that to your children. Andrea Yates is innocent. She's taking the fall for a man. She is taking the fall, I think, for someone who was in the home that night and did this instead of her.
She called 911 and said that she did it.
Phil, I've got to see those autopsy photos to prove my point, because the autopsy photo, and Wayne's going by right now. Wayne, we've got to see the photos. I have got to see those photos, and I'll tell you why. If I can see those autopsy photos and I can look into the eyes of those children, I think we are going to have a mistrial, and I think that we are going to send law enforcement on the trail of who actually did this, because I'm telling you right now, Andrea Yates is innocent. But I must see the photos. We must.
All right, Margaret Gray in Houston, covering the Andrea Yates trial. Why are you saying, suddenly, out of the blue, you're the only reporter I've ever heard say this, you're the only reporter that the only person surrounding the case?
Well, Phil, that is not unusual for me. I take bold stands. It's something I've been known for many, many years in my journalistic career. I'm a little bit surprised at you. You of all people should know.
No, but this woman has admitted to this.
Yes, she's admitted to it, because she's taking the fall for a man. And I've got to see the autopsy photos. We are going to try to get into the evidence room again tomorrow. Now, we made three runs at it today. No go. But tomorrow we are going to try again. And I get those autopsy photos, and I get them on the front page of a couple of newspapers. You can see into the eyes, and you'll be able to see that these children captured in their eyes the last image of the individual responsible for their deaths, and it was not Andrea Yates.
Wait a minute. That is an absolutely insane proclamation, given the fact that the woman...
She is taking the fall for someone, Phil. I don't know who it is. It could be the husband. I don't think it is, though. I think it's someone else, maybe a lover, someone that perhaps wanted to be with her, someone she wants to be with. I don't know.
Taking the fall. Margaret, women have killed their children for centuries. She's killed them. She's admitted to this. Her shirt was soaked with water.
No mother could take the lives of her children.
Well, then what about all of the women down through the years that have been accused of murdering their kids?
Did anyone see them do it? Or is this simply the woman wandering into a police station or into a courtroom and saying, I did it? The reason why they do these things, Phil, is to protect a man. It could be a husband. It could be a boyfriend. If I had a nickel for every woman that has ever taken the fall for a man, I'm a millionaire now, but I would be more of a millionaire. I've got to see those autopsy photos, And I am making a public claim and a public plea now to the Houston Autopsy Corporation or company or wherever they are. I want to see them.
Why do you have to see the photos of these poor children? First of all, this is evidence. You're going to pollute the evidence of this trial.
I can see into the eyes of these children. Now, we know that a computer can process the last image that the human eye sees. And by processing that image, we will have a photograph of the killer.
The human eye can do what?
The human eye can process, taking the human eye, processing the last image that it sees, we can see who the killer really is.
I have never heard of that.
They did a two-part special on it on CSI. You can take the eyeball and extract the last image. Now, I'm telling you, Phil, I need those autopsy photos, and this reporter will not rest until I see them. I'm getting a little tired of being pushed around and told that I'm nuts and being told that I can't stand here and I can't stand there and I don't have a pass for this area or that area. Now, Phil, this woman, Andrea Yates, you know as well as I do, is as innocent as the driven snow.
I don't know that for a fact at all. This woman, as far as I know, killed her children. She admitted to it.
She admitted to it, so what? No mother kills her children, Phil. No mother. Women always are covering up for a man. Anytime you hear a woman say, "I killed my child," she's covering up for a man.
The husband?
I don't know if it's the husband. I don't think so. Could be a boyfriend. It could have been an intruder.
Why would she cover up for an intruder?
Because it's the instinct of women to do that. It is the instinct of a woman to cover up for a man. Andrea Yates has been caught in a terrible squeeze here.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Margaret Gray, reporting from Houston, Texas, on the trial of Andrea Yates, the woman accused of drowning five of her children. And it is Margaret's contention that this woman is innocent, that she didn't do it. She's charged with two counts of capital murder in the deaths of three of her children. I thought it was five. Five kids. Well, anyway, two counts of capital murder in the deaths of three of her children. And they have been in the midst of this trial now for, at least through the first phase. And you're saying you need to see autopsy photos. I think what you're talking about here, you're basing this all on the contention that no woman could possibly kill her kids.
Phil, do you ever see the love that a mother has for her children when they're in the supermarket, when they're in the mall, when they are shopping for clothes? Have you seen the love that a mother has for a child on their first day of school? When a child sees a snowflake fall for the first time? No, Phil, no, no. No woman can kill her child. A man did it. A man that Andrea Yates is covering up for.
Boy, there we go again.
There we go, what again?
I knew it wouldn't take long for it to get around to blaming it on a man.
Phil, 99% of all violent crime committed in this country is committed by men. 99% of all felonies are committed by men. Andrea Yates is covering up for someone. I don't know who.
Well, we're taking a commercial break.
Well, I'll think of someone during the break.
You do that. You think of somebody. Think of somebody you can hang it on during the break.
I'm not hanging it on anyone. So far, it's being hung on Andrea Yates. I think it's wrong. I could never kill my boy. How could she kill hers?
I don't know. Maybe she's psycho.
Psycho? Phil, look at the woman. She looks absolutely normal in every way. She looks tired, yet
she looks nuts. She's sitting there at the defense table with a look of absolute and utter catatonia on her face. 1-800-449-8686. Let's go to Elizabeth. Elizabeth, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Well, I just think that this reporter has really got to do some other investigating.
Are you a mother?
I am a mother.
And you could never kill your children, correct?
I couldn't, but I don't from depression. I don't suffer from...
Well, even if you were depressed, would you kill your children?
I can tell you, I have always been a sound mind.
Well, Elizabeth, I can tell you that I don't care how depressed I ever got, I would never kill my son. Never.
You can't say that.
Yes,
you
I can.
You don't know what
I
it is
know.
Like to deal with people who have a mental illness.
No, I know exactly what I would do, and I would not kill my son.
Well,
only a woman trying to cover up for a man. You know
no.
as well as I. You know as well as I do. It's happened countless times.
What you
a
know
woman
what?
Covering
you
up for a man.
You don't know what I know. That's
well,
it
if
exactly,
you don't know
ma'am.
That, then you're a little naive, if you'll pardon my being honest with you.
Well, I can be
I
honest
think you
with
need
you.
To get around
I
a little bit.
I work for a living with people who have mental illnesses.
I think you need to get around
they
a little bit.
They are not sound.
You need to get around the block a little bit, Elizabeth.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's
I think
so easy
been,
for you to say that.
I think you've been hiding in your house a little too long. I'm out here in the world. I report on these things.
Mm-hmm.
I see people. No mother could kill her child.
Well, this woman says she works with mentally ill people.
Mm-hmm.
She works with mentally ill people.
They are not sound. They
uh-huh.
do not have
and
control.
And how many of them have killed their children?
They cannot tell you what they did
how
3 hours
them,
ago when they are having an
them,
episode.
How many of them have killed their children? You know, it's very wrong to equate mental illness with murderers. Very wrong. Very prejudicial.
No. Andrea Yates.
Look,
is
Nicole
suffering
would have
from
covered
some
up
mental
for
illnesses.
OJ.
What do you mean Nicole could have covered up for OJ?
She would have covered up for OJ.
Well, then why didn't she?
He cut her throat.
Otherwise, she would have covered up.
Yes. I've got to see those autopsy photos.
This is really, really
and Elizabeth,
bad.
Elizabeth, I think it's really wrong of you to equate mental illness with murder. I don't know what you do for a living, but perhaps they should reevaluate you. Thank you.
1-800-449-8686. Margaret Gray. Andrea Yates could never have killed her kids. Margaret thinks she's been set up by some man, or she's covering for some guy, some boyfriend, some intruder, the husband, but she could never have done it. And the reason why she says she could never have done it is because mothers don't kill their kids. Now, Margaret says she needs to see the autopsy photos because there in the eyes of the children would be frozen the image of the killer, the last thing they saw. And you can get that by way of a computer, because she saw it on CSI once. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show is back.
1-800-449-8686. Margaret Gray has come on the line here and made a statement in Houston, and you are still in a pretty noisy... There, it's kind of a noisy press room there.
I'm sorry, Phil. There are a number of people trying to file a deadline here, so I'll try to get to as quiet an area as I can, but it's going to be very difficult.
All right, well, you've made the statement here on our program that you think Andrea Yates is absolutely innocent because she didn't do it. Somebody else did.
Yes, absolutely. It could have been...
Well, who?
It could have been a man that she was seeing. He could have reacted instinctively over the fact that maybe the children threatened to tell Daddy or to tell the police that Mommy's having an affair. It could have been...
Oh, okay, so he drowns all 5 kids because the kids are saying, we're going to tell Daddy that Mommy's having an affair? Look at... You got a depressed woman.
Phil, depression and mental illness do not equal violence and murder. Anyone that says so doesn't know what they're talking about. So that leaves what? That leaves this woman being a scapegoat. You know, I'm so happy that I'm on your program today because I'm a woman that will stand up for women. I don't go along with what men say. I don't go along with what a man asks me to do. I'm here saying that a man, not Andrea Yates, but a man killed those children because only a man would be capable of that kind of violence.
Well, that is absolutely unfair. Absolutely.
Phil, I am telling you right now, I am saying that only a man is capable of that violence against children. And I'm saying this why? Because I've made my career on being bold. I've made my career on being courageous. I have made my career on saying things that other people are afraid to say, Phil.
Well, Margaret...
And I'm telling you right now, this is one woman that isn't going to sit down for this. I say, free Andrea Yates, and let's look for the real killer. I say that proudly, and that will be my byline tomorrow.
You say that proudly?
Yes, I do, because I don't kowtow to what the male-dominated press tells me to say. I'm going to tell you a little story, Phil. Years ago when I was in college, I fell in love with my film professor. He was a man 30 years older than me. I got involved with him, and I became pregnant. I went and had an abortion. And he felt terribly, terribly guilty because he wanted that child.
Well, then why did you have an abortion?
Because I didn't want the child. But he tried to make me feel guilty for having that abortion. You see what they do? They do.
Wait a second. You're telling me that when you were a young woman, you had an affair with your film professor?
Yes.
You got pregnant. You went out and had an abortion.
Yes, of course.
What do you mean, of course?
I had a career in front of me. I wasn't going to be saddled with a child. What are you talking about?
All right, so you go and have an abortion. He felt bad about it and made you feel guilty about it.
Do you see how low? Do you see how rotten some men can be?
Wait a second. This guy felt bad about the fact that you had an abortion. Maybe he wanted to have the child. Maybe he was looking forward to being a father.
And maybe he just wanted me to feel bad about it. He wanted me to feel bad about getting my independence. No man has ever been able to control me. But Andrea Yates and women like her, suburban women, women with very little contact with the outside world, women that perhaps don't know much about personal grooming, profession, career, these are women that are susceptible to the influence of men. Let me drown your five children, and then you take the fall for it.
Well, then, what kind of a woman is going to do that?
Just about any woman.
Why wouldn't you? Let me ask you something, Margaret. If you fell in love with a guy...
I'm in love with my husband, thank you.
All right, let's say your husband says, go drown Jason J. Delmonico. Would you do it?
If it was important to Frank, yes, I would.
You drown your own son.
That's what I'm talking about. I love Frank.
And every married woman listening to us right now, if she was asked by her husband, drown the kids, she'd do it.
Well, yes. True love is very hard to find.
You gotta be out of your... What true love are you talking about?
The true love that comes of a committed relationship. Women are looking for that. Let me ask you this.
Women are looking for a committed relationship, and so they want it so badly that once they marry a man and have children by him, if he asks her to go and drown him, then she would.
Yes.
Because she wants that committed relationship.
You know, Phil, I don't like it when you raise your voice.
No, I just want to know. She wants that committed relationship.
Yes. And if you knew anything about women and about relationship, you know this. How could Andrea Yates possibly know how to kill? She's a suburban mother. She's not a 3-cent hooker on crack. That's the key, Phil. This is a suburban mother, not some hooker on crack with access to a dipsy dumpster.
Well, I'm absolutely lost.
Of course you're lost. You're not a mother. You're a father. You're not even a father. You're a stepfather. You're not even that much.
Okay, I'm a man, all right?
Yes. And so therefore you have a very difficult time imagining the pressure that a woman can be under. She gets home from work. She wants to make her husband something to eat. Next thing you know, she kills her kids.
All right, I'm going to give our phone number out here again because I want to get some other people's opinions about this. The notion that a mother can't kill her children because no mother could kill her kids. It had to have been a man. 1-800-449-8686. Here's the thing I don't get. She said no mother could kill her kids, but she just said that she would kill her kid if Frank asked her to. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
1-800-449-8686. And now more on The Phil Hendry Show.
I've got to see those photos.
Well, you're not going to see any autopsy photos. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show with Margaret Gray, who's a reporter on the scene down in Houston. The scene of the Andrea Yates trial, a woman accused of drowning her children. Now, we've heard from you, Margaret. I'd like to hear from some of our listeners.
Well, they're not here, Phil. And you really have to be here. And you also have to have had the years and years of journalistic experience that I've had covering these kinds of things to really know what you're talking about.
Well, if you don't mind, I'd like to at least get the opinion of some of the people listening.
I don't mind that at all. I think it's interesting to listen to people, but that you have to know that they don't know what they're talking about.
I don't know that that's the case either.
Well, I'm the one that's down here, Phil. They aren't.
I'm fine, but I'd like to still talk to them. 1-800...
All right, suit yourself.
Great, thank you. 1-800-449-8686. Jenny, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
Hi, Phil.
Yes, hi.
Mr. Gray, I have a question for you.
Yes.
I just turned on the radio. I was coming home, and I heard you say that it's not possible for Andrea Yates to have killed her children because no mother would ever kill her own children. Is
no
that
mother
correct?
Would no mother would ever kill her own child. No.
Okay, you know what? Right after you said that, you said you had an abortion. And what exactly is an abortion but killing a child?
No, that's a medical procedure. That's
it
not
is
no.
Killing a child.
Oh no, no, you, no, you're wrong.
Any Bible.
No, you're wrong.
No, actually, you know what? You seem to think that because you're a journalist.
You're wrong, Jenny. I'm a journalist. I've been
you know
in the
what?
World.
I've
been out in the world. I'm not, forgive me, but I'm not holed up somewhere at a church service or a Sunday
well,
social.
Well, neither am I. You know, as a matter of fact,
you know,
I do not
I'm
go
not,
to church every Sunday.
I'm not looking to go to the barnyard dance or whatever it is that you do. I am out interacting with humanity.
No, what you're doing is you're out insulting people who have an opinion than yours.
How am I insulting you?
Well, because you just said that that you aren't out at a barnyard dance or whatever it is
well,
that
what
I
is it
do.
That you people do? You people that...
You people.
What
you
do you mean?
People being
what
who?
Do you mean you
mother,
people?
Good mothers who stay home and take care of their
children
and not sit in a court room
no, I don't,
defending
I,
some woman?
No, you people that do the church thing.
I don't go to church. I was just saying that in the Bible it says abortion.
You know, you
wrong.
Just said church. You said this. You said church. Almost
no,
to the
I said I do not go to church every Sunday. What I said was
if
that
abortion is murder,
is killing.
Well, let me tell you this then, Jenny. If abortion is murder, then I'm a serial murderer because I can't count the number of times I've had a vacuum between my legs. And why is that? I'll tell you why. My
because
career is very important.
Because you are selfish and all
a
you care about is
yourself. A serial murderer. Did
yeah,
you
exactly.
hear that?
That's exactly what you are. And you know what? You may not
well,
get
of course
time for
I'm
it
not.
Now, but you will one day.
Here we go with your church barnyard social stuff again.
No, I'm not. I'm just saying. You don't have to go to church to believe in God.
Well, there are all kinds of gods, Jenny. There's, for instance, the God that says it's all right to have an abortion. There's the God...
What God is that?
And are you a Christian, Mr. Hendry?
I'm asking you... Where? What God are you talking about?
How about the God of my marriage, Frank, my husband?
Who you just said you'd kill your son if he told you to.
Of course, because Frank is my Lord and Master. He, if you look at your Bible, Jenny, it'll tell you in Corinthians, the man is the head of the household.
You know what? You know, maybe
Frank,
like 2,000 years
only
ago.
Frank.
Yeah, but you know what? Our world has changed so much that the Bible is used like a regulation,
Jenny,
like you would in the military.
Let me explain something to you. A fetus is not a human being. It's like, I don't know, it's like a canned ham. In other words,
if that you know what, honey? If that makes you feel better about what you've done, then that's wonderful. But I will tell you right now that I would... I would never in a million years kill my child because of what my husband said.
I would
rather kill him.
I wouldn't kill my child either. Only
you just said you would if your husband told you to. Lady,
Frank,
you know what? You are smoking crack or something.
No, I could not kill my child because I don't know how. But
you just said you would if he told you how.
I would say that it would be all right for Frank to do it. I just don't know how to kill.
Okay,
wait
so
a,
if your
what,
husband
what kind
killed
of a
your son, you'd stand behind him?
Of course I would.
You are sick, lady.
Oh,
you know what? If my husband killed my child, I would be standing at the door of the cops saying, look, this man has killed the child that I brought into earth, and you better take him and execute him or do whatever you will because it'll be a cold day in hell before I ever let some man kill my child.
Ellie Mae Clampett, let's get with the program.
Will you knock it off
with the
insults,
you know what?
All right?
No, she's sitting here with all of these down-home values.
What is wrong with down home? You know what? If this world had more of my values, we wouldn't be blowing up freaking buildings.
I believe in family values. I believe in the strength of a marriage.
So the strength of the marriage.
So killing your kid because your husband told you to.
He's not even your flesh and blood, that man you married.
You know, I believe in backing my husband up. What about you?
I believe in backing up my husband as long as he doesn't break any moral or ethical laws. And he also happens to be an officer in the United States military, and that would
prove anything he did there. I took an oath, and I swore that I would stand by my husband. And I will tell you right now, if Frank wanted to off Jason, I'd oil and start the chainsaw for him. And I would...
Oh, my God.
Hey, Phil, you know what?
Oh.
I cannot believe that you have this woman on your show.
I'm not even believing it. In other words, I'm out in the world covering a trial of importance for every woman in this country. And what are you doing? You're scrubbing the bacon strips out of your husband's shorts.
You know what? I'm on my way home. You know what I'm doing? You want to know what I'm doing, lady? I'm driving down the road, and I just left school. I educate myself, too. I happen to be in school.
And when are you getting out of the third grade?
You know, you're so freaking funny.
Yeah. I'm in a freaking master's program, lady. I probably have more education than you do.
I beg your pardon.
I have my BA in journalism
from Pennsylvania University.
Oh, a bachelor's degree?
And when are you getting your dental assistant certificate?
You know what? The lady already said to you, master's program. You're trying now to be a smartass, Margaret. And
how dare you talk to me like that?
Well, how dare you talk to us like we're idiots? I'd oil the chainsaw for him. This woman's in a master's program. You know what a master's program is, don't you?
Yeah, it's something you do every night when you get home.
What's that supposed to mean?
Crazy. Well, you were talking about that vinyl doll a few minutes ago. That's your master's program.
What did you just say? You know what, Phil? I love your show. I think you're a great guy. Your husband is in the military.
Don't think he doesn't look at your child and wish he had a bayonet in its back.
You know what? Let me tell you something about my husband, lady. He protects your right to be on this show
every single day with his life. That's right.
And how dare you say that he would rather have a bayonet on his back and shoot his child? This man is out there fighting and dying for
it's ingrained in every soldier. You see a baby, you want to bayonet it. It happened.
Whoa, boy, listen to the Vietnam era bullcrap coming out of your mouth. Oh, your My Lai massacre, baby killer crap. Why don't you go out? You know what you ought to do? You ought to join all those wannabes on campus right now that still think it's the 1960s who are burning flags, and they think it's like, hey, man, it's really cool. It's the 60s all over again. We're involved in some colonialist war. We're fighting for the survival of this country.
Oh, get a load of you conservatives.
Why don't you start thinking about the people? Like, you know, you want to criticize my husband and say things like that, but you know what? He makes squat.
Where is he right now?
And he would die for any one of a fellow American who needed him.
And you're sure he's not between some waitress's legs right now?
Well, actually, no, because right this very second, he's putting our 20-month-old baby to bed so that I can finish my master's degree and be a better person than some psycho woman who thinks she knows something and would let her husband kill her child.
You think he is.
All right,
no,
she's
I
going
know where he is,
All right.
lady.
Listen, Jenny, you made some very good points.
Thank you.
Well, she insulted me.
No, you insulted her.
Thank you, Phil.
Thank you for
she
your
did.
Call.
She insulted me by saying...
You talk about baby killing, bayoneting babies? Good God, are you insane?
Talking ugly about your military country.
I love our military. I support our military.
Yeah, you showed me you loved our military by insulting my husband.
He's putting the baby to bed between the slices of bread.
You know what, lady? You're out of your freaking mind. He's home and getting ready to deploy to Afghanistan. I don't know where the hell you get off.
What's deploy?
To go overseas to Afghanistan.
And try and save our country from these terrorists. What do you think deploy means? Lady, get your head out of your ass and start paying attention to what's going on in our country.
You know, when you think of baby, just think of baby back ribs.
Whatever.
You know what, Phil? Thank you for letting me speak with you.
You were very, very articulate, Jenny. You spoke very well for most of us.
Thank you for taking the time to listen to me.
Of course we listened to you very well. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
1-800
Baby back ribs.
Up yours, bitch.
Bring home some barbecue sauce.
Isn't that great?
What?
What?
What did I do?
What did you do?
I came up...
Shut up!
Well, Phil, I hardly...
I said to shut up! You come on the program talking about Andrea Yates has got to be innocent. You'd kill your son. You'd oil the chainsaw. Her husband sticking a bayonet into the kid. Baby back ribs.
Well, I was just clowning
around. Well, this is no place to clown around.
Well, my God, Phil, if I knew you were going to...
Never mind.
Can I say hi to my husband, Frank?
Get out of here. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
And from Friday's show, Paul Tubby Lane. He could have beaten Dale Earnhardt Jr. The only problem is he pees in his pants every time he goes faster than 40 miles an hour. Let's listen.
Phil Hendry. Flashback.
Hey, Mr. Lane.
Yes, sir.
Got to first off tell you, you are the biggest idiot I have ever heard on the radio.
Well, sir, I didn't call you names.
Well, here's the reason why. I've got a 5-year-old nephew that plays the same game you do, that Sega Racing.
Yes, sir.
You have no right to call Dale Earnhardt a true racer a preposterous, because you are an idiot for even saying slam your brakes at 150, 190 miles an hour. Yeah, it works just fine on Sega Genesis. But it doesn't work in actual situations.
Let me ask you something. How come they made a big deal about it when he died, but nobody said nothing when I retired?
See, because you're nobody.
That's another thing.
Reason why. Nobody talks about a guy who pisses in their pants before a race. Who's going to mourn for a guy who can't get behind the wheel of a car going more than 40 miles an hour?
Other than those things you mentioned, though, you ought to see me. Now, this coming weekend, Glendale, California, they're going to have the Southwest Regional on Sega.
I'll tell you something. You know what? I probably have seen you. My nephew, he got beat out by some old guy in a racing game. So it probably was you.
Whereabouts was that? Was he in a tournament?
That's probably what it was.
Was he in a tournament?
No, he was at an arcade. It's probably what you're doing all your racing.
I don't fool around with that. I only race in tournaments and arcades.
You know what? Get behind the wheel of a car or on a motorcycle like I do. And try to slam your brakes at 100 miles an hour. You'll go top end over.
Motorcycle,
no guarantee.
Motorcycle don't work the same way. It's only got two wheels.
Race car
got four wheels. All bets are off on
everybody,
that deal.
Everybody who gets behind the wheel of a real car and drives know for certain that you do not slam on the brakes. You punch the gas and get out of trouble.
I want to ask, if I could, Jonathan, I want to ask you, Paul, you say that these Sega arcade racing tournaments that you're in are every bit as dangerous?
I'm not saying. Well, they can be, because you're not going to hurt yourself physically from getting into a wreck. But I can tell you right now, you hit some of those high speeds on the backstretch on when the computer is really going good, and you feel nervous, you could have a cardiac arrest. You could have a heart attack.
Come on, it's Lane. Think about it. You pissing your pants thinking about going to a race. What do you think a video game is going to do to you? It doesn't do anything to real people that do drive real cars.
I can get on that
game 7 days a week and have a ball. It's fun. It's not dangerous. It's not exciting. It's something I'd play with the kids.
Other than pissing.
You are a big, pardon my language, you are a big yahoo.
Say, let me tell you something, man. I can take all the abuse you want to dish out, because here's the thing I know about myself. Number one, other than the fact that I used to piss my pants on the way to the track, I would have been good.
Other than the fact, you're a grown man. You piss your pants. Other than the fact, there should be no other account. I guarantee you that Dale Earnhardt never pissed his pants before a race.
Well, hold on for a minute. Are you trying to say that I couldn't beat him in a race?
I say that you couldn't even start the race because you'd piss your pants.
Well, here's the thing.
It's like saying, Paul.
It's like saying, race somebody when you never get inside the car.
Like you never dropped a load when you get scared out there on a track on a motorcycle.
You race
your motorcycle?
Yes, I do.
Okay, you never squeezed a load out just thinking about it.
Who in the hell does? Nobody does. I don't know a person who does. You know what? I race against some 16-year-old kids sometimes who are damn good racers. None of them ever piss their pants or have heart attacks or get pumped up over Sega games.
You know, in a video arcade, the cars move back and forth. I got my foot caught under a moving arcade car one time.
Ooh, that sounds so dangerous. How about getting your foot caught out of sight of your car?
All right, you know so much. How come Dale Earnhardt don't know enough to stop his car with a brake when he's on his way into a wall at 200 miles an hour?
Everyone's answered that question for you, Paul, because if he hit the brake at that speed, the lining on the brakes, the back end of the car, everything gets out of shape.
Well, he's out of shape already. What you talking about? He's on his way into
everything
a wall.
Everything goes. You're going 190 miles an hour.
Let me ask you something, Paul. On a hot day when you were on your way to the racetrack, what did your race suit smell like?
It didn't smell good. Yeah, it did. It smelled like urine. It smelled like urine, yeah. I admit it. But other than that, I could have taken Dale Earnhardt down big time.
You could have took him down. You'd pee in his way, and he fell on the way to his car.
You know, for a man that only drives on two wheels, you sure got a lot of opinions about us four-wheel racing.
You know
people.
What? It takes a bunch of balls to get on a motorcycle and do the kind of speed that a car does, let me tell you.
Okay.
There's no way.
But
you
that's
know
on a motorcycle.
On the back of my bike,
on a motorcycle.
You piss your pants.
On a motorcycle. But you get into a car, and there's three pedals down there on the floor. Quick, which one's the brake? Which one's the brake?
What?
Quick.
Hey, guess what? Guess what I'm driving right now?
What?
I'm in a Ford Expedition. Doing 120 miles down I-10.
Okay.
And you know what? I ain't pissing my pants and I'm holding a conversation with you.
Well, that's not fair.
So what does that make you?
He's
you
in a car.
You can't even drive a car, let alone talk and drive at the same time, and I'm doing it in a 4x4.
Well, I have petitioned the NASCAR Hall of Fame to consider my application for a Hall of Fame only because I do the Sega game real good. Now, I know it's not like regular racing, but I
do. It's nothing like regular racing.
I want to have the Sega champion inducted into the net.
Wait a second.
Well, you know, if Dale
and I went head-to-head in a race that was only allowed to go, if you was only allowed to go 40 miles an hour.
It ain't a race.
I would beat him. I would beat him so bad, man.
Hey, look,
oh, come
like
on. Hey, I bet you this. If the race was only 40 miles an hour, I bet you I could beat you and Dale Earnhardt.
Mr. Henry, you're not a professional racer.
Well, what are you talking about? That ain't even a freaking race, like the guy said.
That's not
Jonathan,
even a race.
You know,
my car only goes 40 miles an hour. You know what?
You know something, man? You're a joke, man. I don't want to talk. You don't know racing.
He just got there telling you.
What?
You are the biggest. Where did you find this guy?
I'm the biggest what? Go ahead.
Hey, you know what? You know what I need? I need you to give me the information to this Sega racing so I can get my nephew. Maybe he can get in the Hall of Fame, too.
Oh, yeah,
he's five
right.
Now.
Some little tiny kid. This is where
he's five now, I mean.
Okay, yeah. Well, that's that little tiny boy.
I guarantee he won't piss his pants.
The only time I pissed my pants on the way to the Sega game is because I
potty
was
trained.
Thinking about this one race.
I mean, he won't piss
cars.
His pants.
Wait a minute.
At least that much.
You're telling me you peed in your pants on your way to a Sega tournament?
Because they had one track, one game that was fast on a computer. Yes, sir.
Bill Hendricks. Flashback.
And the voice there of Tubby Lane was done by me. The voice of Margaret Gray was also done by me in the last hour. And that's the Phil Henry Show. I do these funny voices, and the people call in thinking they're talking to a real guy. What do you think of them apples, huh? Check out the PhilHenryShow.com website. That's PhilHendryShow.com. You get the 30-day archive, listen live, audio archives, webcast archives, special feature. Guess the celebrity ass. Log on, guys.